Now, you've heard me talk many times about this dreadful character, Shonit Kumar Denwa. Of course, convicted of, displaying himself at a music school in Sydney's northwest, and then more recently found guilty of doing the same thing at Bunnings. Someone was in court and took some notes for me. As you're aware, Shonit Kumar Denwa appeared in Mount Druitt Court on Friday for sentencing in relation to a conviction for an act of indecency that occurred at Marsden Park Bunnings towards a female staff member. It was found by the magistrate that Denwa exposed himself in front of the female staff member and then played with himself in front of her until one of her co-workers entered the aisle where this act was occurring. The co-worker gave very strong evidence. She saw Denwa zipping up his fly. The magistrate placed great weight on the evidence of the co-worker because there was no logical reason why Denwa would be zipping his fly up at the time. Denwa gave evidence that the staff members must have mistaken what he was doing because he's got a hernia and he may have manipulated his groin because of the hernia. Obviously, the magistrate placed little or no weight on Danwa's version of events. At sentencing on Friday, Danwa was represented by a barrister. That barrister's name, I don't know this gentleman, Steve Russell. And Mr. Russell made submissions on behalf of Danwa. During these submissions, Mr. Russell made the point that Danwa had been penalised already due to news hounds, such as Ray Hadley, broadcasting this matter. And that caused Mr. Danwa great embarrassment amongst the community. Well, Mr. Russell, it's very simple. It's a number of occasions now your client's done the same thing. If your client hadn't been himself in front of children and women, Ray Hadley, the news hound, wouldn't have been talking about your client doing that in front of women and children. If he continually does that in front of women and children, I'll continually talk about him. Now, that's what Mr. Russell said, I'm at fault by embarrassing him. He said it caused Mr. Danwa great embarrassment amongst the community. He'd lost his employment as a homeopath and was unlikely to be able to gain employment any time due to Ray Hadley's scrutiny of this matter. Well, I'll continue to scrutinise Mr. Danwa whenever he's doing that in front of women and children. It's pretty simple, Mr. Russell. He said it's unlikely he'll get further employment because news hounds such as Ray Hadley. The magistrate did not seem interested in the submissions. Thank God for that. And stated that Danwa had a history of performing this kind of lewd and indecent act in the past. His Honour went on to say that Danwa showed a complete lack of remorse or contrition before sentencing him to a period of 3 months' imprisonment. Now, you may not know, but because he also featured on A Current Affair, as well as on this program, prior to sentencing, Danwa had already filed an appeal before Parramatta Court in relation to the conviction. This was also then an effort to try and stop ACA from airing the story. Immediately after Danwa was taken into custody by correctional officers, Mr. Russell asked the court to hear him in relation to a bail application pending the outcome of the appeal. After Danwa had been processed and held in custody for about an hour or so, the magistrate granted Danwa bail until the appeal. Now, this is surprising. The only condition for his bail was Danwa was resided at his current residential address in northwestern Sydney. His first court date is set down for the 24th of March. He'll be ordered, I guess, a transcript of the local court hearing be ordered. And it's great to see that not all magistrates are limp-wristed. I don't know the name of this magistrate. I'll try and identify the magistrate, but congratulations to them for sentencing this grub to 3 months in jail and dismissing the appeal of counsel for Mr. Danwa in that I'm at fault for identifying this low grub, which I'll continue to do because he's just simply a low grub.